Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when I think a lot of people had assumed that, okay, we get close to election day, things get serious, and crazy time kind of goes away. Well, no such luck in this great nation at this pregnant moment. I mean, pregnant meaning expectant. It's about to happen. And we are going to have a decision as to who is going to lead the country for the next 4 years. And lots of challenges in the country over the next 4 years. Yes, including getting some kind of progress, some kind of escape from the coronavirus, from COVID-19. We also need to have escape from some of the violence in the air and some of the terribly expectant negativity with cities across the country. And you can see it here in Seattle. You can see it right in this neighborhood. Today, because of some challenges with our regular connection line, I'm broadcasting for the first time in months and months and months. Jeremy, how long is it? About 6 months, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, I'm broadcasting from the studio, and it actually feels kind of cool. And Jeremy Steiner, sitting right across from me, properly masked. And yet, our neighborhood is also masked. It's masked by boarded-up store windows and closed businesses. And some of this reflects the hardships that Seattle has been going through with all kinds of violence. And no, it was not right-wing violence. It was left-wing violence. And it was left-wing violence. It was horribly handled by all of the extreme left representatives who tend to run the city of Seattle. It's terrible. But now there are people, the police chief in Houston, who participated in the Democratic Convention. He gave a brief talk there at the Democratic Convention. His name is Acevedo. Is saying they are expecting in Houston, Texas, they're expecting Biden to win, and that there are militia type people who will come out and all of a sudden try to smash things, break things, commit some kind of civil violence. Do I believe that to be true? Of course not. Do I think it's possible that if Trump one, that there are people affiliated with Antifa and other groups and some people affiliated with Black Lives Matter who would cause what is euphemistically called civil unrest, which is more properly called violent riots. I think that's possible. And I think it's smart that police officials in cities ranging from Philadelphia to Chicago to San Francisco to Los Angeles. You know what really got me, Jeremy, is Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills got boarded up. I mean, some of these very, very super expensive shops. And by the way, the people that they're afraid of are not really people who are part of an organized left. They're people who are part of organized theft. And there should be no tolerance for them. And it is utterly absurd that when it comes to looters, that police officers in Philadelphia, at least reportedly, were told to stand down. And remember, the president was famous in the first debate. He had said about the Proud Boys, they should stand down and stand by. Well, okay, that's bad enough. But in terms of looters, to stand down and stand by for new leading, looting. Oregon State Police, this is, and the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office. Multnomah County is the county in Oregon where Portland is. will take over command of the police response in Portland during the election, with the Oregon National Guard placed on standby. That was the announcement by the very liberal Democratic governor, Kate Brown. She just announced it. The unified command, similar to the public safety response during September's Proud Boys rally in Portland, will take effect at 5 p.m. today and run through Wednesday at 5 p.m. But the governor will have the authority to extend it if needed or rescind it earlier. Okay, that's smart, and it's prudent, and it's sensible. Every city is preparing for it. Here's what police are saying about possible election unrest in Miami, Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Orlando, Chicago, and other major cities, which have also reported preparations for possible violence. This according to Fox News. The idea that they're preparing for this kind of violence in Miami, you can kind of get it. Miami is, of course, the biggest city in a swing state, and maybe the mother of all swing states, where it's likely to be a very, very close race. But honestly, Oregon is not going to be close. Washington State is not going to be close. And frankly, Minnesota is not going to be close. I mean, if you look at any of the projections, these are liberal states. And you know when the last time is that Minnesota carried for a Republican? You know, Jeremy? It was 1972. Reagan didn't even carry Minnesota. It was the only state he didn't carry in 1984. And, okay, so they're getting ready for violence? Who's that violence going to be against? Oh, okay, wait, this is very good. That you've just put a bulletin on the board, which is a federal judge. Let me explain to you a situation in Texas, which is not that complicated. And honestly, it is complicated to try to explain the motivations of the people who brought this lawsuit. In Texas, they had set up officially and according to law a situation where people could do curbside voting, which had previously been available only to those who were physically unable to enter a polling place or had health concerns, but it was expanded because of the coronavirus pandemic. In other words, you could drive up in a car, they would have voting stations there. This is for early voting. They would give you a ballot, you'd fill out the ballot in your car, presumably, or you'd have a ballot with you and you'd hand it in to the people at curbside. And there are 127,000 votes in Harris County, home of Houston, that were collected that way in drive-through early voting. And that was in the course of 2.5 weeks. It's a lot of ballots, certainly enough to make a difference in the outcome of what is supposed to be a tight Senate race in Texas between Hagar and the great senator, who I strongly favor, the Republican, who actually is second in command in the United States Senate. The idea here was that they took this, the 127,000 ballots, and Republicans, for some reason that I don't fully understand, said we don't want those ballots to be counted because there's no provision in the state constitution for curbside voting, for collecting ballots this way. They're not complaining that these ballots were improper or unauthorized or fraudulent. They just say this was not authorized and it's not proper. They took it to the Texas Supreme Court, which is all Republican appointees, 9-0. They lost. A district judge, federal judge, they were trying to take it to the federal system, said, get out of here, you knuckleheads. Yes, the votes will be counted and accepted. Less reason to even talk about riots, right? Meanwhile, we will talk about Trump's path to shock the world again. That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Receive 50% off any download in the MedVid History Store by becoming a MedHead member. Join now at michaelmedvid.com.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, actually broadcasting live from our traditional studios for many, many years in downtown Seattle, which is a sort of a special occasion the day before Election Day. And looking for some wisdom and comfort wherever you can find it. And every once in a great while, you can find it, well, maybe even from a comedian. Bill Maher is a fairly astute, I think, political observer who often rips the left, and appropriately so, and yes, also rips the right, sometimes inappropriately, but sometimes also appropriately. But right now he's ripping both sides in a kind of prevailing American insanity where I completely agree with Bill Maher, and he says it in such an amusing and appropriate way. This is for people who believe that you need to board up your store windows, that if Trump wins or if Biden wins, we're at the point of armed conflict and civil war. Here's Bill Maher, his address to such individuals.
No matter which side Biden wins on Tuesday, let's skip the civil war and go right to reconciliation. 34% of the voters think there will be another civil war in the next 5 years, and I'd like to remind them of one thing. America is a family. Evidently, definition of family is people who hate each other without resorting to violence. We have to see each other not as mortal enemies, but rather merely as roommates from hell. If we want to simply exist, we're going to have to find a way to work together, like the Rolling Stones. A lot like the Rolling Stones, because we also need a comeback tour to pay the bills. So let's not have a civil war with the Trumpers.
Okay, what a thought. And, of course, he is addressing his overwhelmingly liberal audience. But you could address this to everybody. And it's one of the reasons, no, I don't think it was funny or amusing or a great thing that there were people who blocked the thruway in New York and New Jersey to try to stage a impromptu Trump rally. And it's dangerous to do that. And there were other people, well, we'll talk about the great battle of the buses a little bit later. Bill Maher summarized why the Civil War is such a terrible idea this way. Listen.
People keep sending me these maps showing how red states and blue states should just go our separate ways. We'll get New York, they'll get Texas. Shut the up. Take it from someone who has traveled this country my whole life. There are no red states or blue states. They're all like Mitch McConnell's hand, some shade of purple. We're amongst each other now, all swirled together and marbled in. There are 3.8 million Hillary voters in Texas and 4.5 million Trump voters in California. We can't go to war. My dry cleaner is behind enemy lines. I don't want to fight the battle of Trader Joe's. We have got to figure out ways to start working with each other again.
And he also talks at that point about we're divided within sometimes the bedroom. And then he showed a picture of Kellyanne Conway, the president's loyal aide, and George Conway, one of the president's most outspoken critics and head of the distant Republican Lincoln Project. And he concluded this way, and I think it's actually a pretty positive idea. And we ought to work on this, even if not explicitly. We ought to work on this procedurally. Listen.
And the way we've always done that in the past is with a grand bargain. Mr. President, you must know this. You're the big deal maker. But here's a grand bargain that could work for everybody. If liberals lose, we won't loot Foot Locker. And if you lose, you don't loot the Treasury. That's how we get America back, with a grand bargain on looting. Because I'll admit, our side has lately been having a little trouble saying looting is bad. Like Axios cheerily reported that looting can have positive effects because it generates cash for the looters. Yes, stealing usually does. There's even a book called In Defense of Looting. The author says looting, quote, provides people with an imaginative sense of freedom and pleasure. So does masturbating in a Zoom meeting. But we don't recommend it. Have we lost our minds? Stealing, bad. No looting the mall. And also, no Gucci loafer Republican looters ransacking the government.
Okay, this is a solid idea. And people talk about a populist agenda. I think these are populist proposals. Don't loot the government and don't loot a local store. One of the difficulties seeing all these boarded up buildings is if Biden does win, and he could, it is not baked in, it is not certain, but I was talking earlier today with a colleague who's a very, very strong supporter of President Trump. I mean, 100% behind the president. But he worries about the fact that he thinks that those of us in conservative media are not doing an adequate job at preparing people for the possibility that Trump could lose. And if he does lose, it won't be because of some kind of cheating or change in electoral rules. It'll be a reflection of where Trump has been throughout his term, in fact. There was a piece in RealClearPolitics.com, and it's a good piece by somebody named Bill Scheer. And he doesn't come at it ideologically. It's not one of these pieces as Trump has been the worst president we've ever had, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He says Hillary Clinton last year had her lead shrunk from nearly 6 points between October 18th and November 3rd before ticking up a bit at the end. Her share of support throughout the duration of the general election campaign never reached 50%, an indication of soft support. Biden has more than that now. And the point is, it's not new. He's had it all along. They ran the first trial heats between Biden and Trump long before Biden secured the nomination. And he was already running ahead, Joe Biden. That's why President Trump was so concerned about him. Concerned enough, famously, to bring up the matter of Joe Biden's son Hunter with the president of Ukraine. You may remember that was long before Joe Biden ever became the presumptive nominee. So how does President Trump and his campaign figure to pull the biggest upset of all time, and it would be, and win this election? We'll be speaking to an Atlantic contributor on that coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his final pitch to undecided voters in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president saying,
Biden will raise your taxes $4 trillion, massively increasing your regulations. They're going to increase your regulations. Maybe more important than the tax cuts. We gave the biggest tax cut in the history of our country. And maybe more importantly, we did regulation cuts, which were also the biggest in the history of our country.
President Trump also campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin on Monday. Health experts are worried the spread of the coronavirus will worsen as the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors. Robert Citrenberg, Executive Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention at Advocate Aurora Health, believing the country is in for a tough winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, there is a piece in conservative media just broke. It says if new batch of polls are correct, Trump will soar past 300 electoral votes. And it cites polls all from a source I don't know called Poll Watch that show President Trump winning in Minnesota, winning in New Hampshire, winning in Pennsylvania, winning in Michigan, winning. There's actually what to me is a far more credible piece that appeared in Atlantic. It was written by Peter Nicholas, who is a staff writer at Atlantic, where he covers the White House. The title was How Trump Could Shock the World Again. Peter, thanks very much for joining us and explaining to us where we stand. I take it you wrote your article probably about a week ago, is that right?
Well, the article was published on Friday, so yes, we've been working on it, all last week, correct.
And have you seen anything that has happened recently either to make a Trump surprise more likely or less likely?
Well, what we discussed in our article is certain factors that I think have to be taken into consideration that would suggest that this is not a slam-dunk victory for Joe Biden. There's polling that shows that Biden nationally has a healthy lead, and that's true, but there's also some state polling that shows the lead is much narrower, and what we saw is that state polls in 2016 were often incorrect or overstated Hillary Clinton's advantage. And some of the polls today we're seeing in different states show Biden actually leading by smaller amounts even than Hillary was in states she lost 4 years ago. So there's that and other factors combined to suggest that this is not a runaway lead for Joe Biden, and there is a path for Trump, and there is a way he can still pull off this upset.
Well, part of what you emphasize there is Minnesota, because there are only three states that Hillary won, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Nevada, where mm-hmm. President Trump really has made any effort at all, because the other Hillary states mm-hmm. are probably secure for Biden. How are things going in Minnesota right now? And you make the point, you're exactly right. Minnesota's 10 electoral votes, and Nevada and New Hampshire are 9 combined. So Minnesota would be a crucial piece for President Trump to win. How is he going to do it?
Well, he's making a huge investment in Minnesota. So what we're seeing is they have dozens of staffers on the ground. They booked about $1.5 million in TV ads in the final week of the election alone. And Democrats in Minnesota tell me that they're seeing more of a Republican staff campaign presence, a more intense Republican effort than they've seen in the modern history of presidential campaigns. They've not seen anything like it. And there's also 250,000 white male voters in Minnesota who are not college educated, the heart of Trump's base, that did not vote in 2016. 250,000 of these people. Trump campaign is trying to find them and get them registered and get them out to the polls. The margin of victory for Hillary Clinton was, not that high in 2016. And if Trump can mobilize those voters, find them and get them registered, there's a path for him to win Minnesota and actually expand the map. I'm not saying it's likely, and I'm not saying it's definitive. But what I'm saying is these are the kinds of there are some smart moves that the Trump campaign is making that would prove helpful if successful. One would be winning Minnesota, because that means he could afford a loss in Wisconsin and still not lose any ground in the electoral tally compared to 2016.
Right. And by the way, I agree with you, and I thought your article was brilliant. And I think these are insights that people who are very devoted Biden supporters need to keep in mind. What about what the president says? He's delivering his closing arguments today, and we played a bunch of his live speech from Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport in Pennsylvania, and it seemed to be kind of all over the map. Don't you think he would do better with a focus?
I absolutely do, and I think that's a really important point, that he's scattered, and his closing speech is really a set of grievances. It's stream of consciousness of whatever's on his mind, whatever's bothering him. I mean, there is a script and there's a teleprompter, and occasionally he reads from it, but often, he goes off and he talks about the news media, or he talks about, whatever's bothering him. And if he's stuck to an economic message, polls show that the economy is a top of mind concern for voters. They kind of like the job Trump has done on the economy. They kind of trust him to handle the economy. If he focused on that and stuck to it, he might have more success. But that's not who he is. I mean, let's face it. I mean, he is one of the strengths, I guess, his supporters see is his authenticity. But that's also one of his weaknesses, too, because he doesn't have the self-discipline to stay on message and drive home a message.
Okay, the Trump path to victory, I mean, I think the most obvious path, right, is he hangs on to Pennsylvania, he hangs on to Florida, he hangs on to North Carolina and Georgia, and then he makes a point of either winning either Wisconsin or Minnesota, as you pointed out, and winning Arizona. And in Arizona, that brings up another of the points you made, is that they are devoting a lot of resources to recruiting a much higher percentage of Hispanic voters.
Yeah. So, again, they're doing some smart things. I mean, they're not treating Latino voters as a block, as a monolith. I mean, they're slicing and dicing it in some interesting ways. So they're sending out targeted Spanish language ads to Nicaraguans and Colombians, and to Cubans and to Venezuelans. And they're trying to portray Biden as an ally of some left-leaning socialist figures in Latin America. They're trying to tap into some more conservative sentiment on the part of these voters, and they're having some success. And Trump is not doing poorly with young Latino men, for example. And we're talking about in a close race, these margins are important. If Trump can just eat into Biden's lead and advantage among Hispanic voters by a few points, it could make a difference in a state like Florida or a state like Arizona. So that's the game plan, and it's we often get distracted by, you know, the bright, shiny object, you know, the outrageous thing Trump said on this day or that day. But there is a campaign apparatus that surrounds him, and it's functioning, and there are some people who know what they're doing with it. You know, the problem is Trump is, as we discussed earlier, is not always on message or not always helping the cause.
Do you have any idea what the president has in mind by saying he said today he's sending his lawyers already and trying to disqualify any ballots that are postmarked before Election Day but arrive thereafter?
Well, yeah, I think this is consistent with what he's been saying for months, which is he distrusts these mail-in, this mail-in balloting, and he's saying that there's possibility for fraud. This is not something that he has successfully documented. He's just warned of this problem. And the fact of the matter is there are more Democrats who are voting by mail than Republicans, so to the extent that he can invalidate these ballots, can get them tossed out, it probably works to his advantage. Problem is, you know, he has to get, I guess, courts to go along with this theory, and, you know, that's where the rub is. So that's why he says he's sending in lawyers to litigate this and argue this case. And I think there could be a backlash there because a lot of these people, including some of his own voters, voted by mail under the procedures and protocols that their states set up. They don't want to be disenfranchised. They want to see these ballots counted.
Amen to that. What a fascinating and provocative piece you wrote, Peter Nicholas. We'll post it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Peter Nicholas is staff writer at The Atlantic, where he covers the White House. We'll cover the White House and the latest arguments about hidden Trump voters and where they're going, coming up on The Medved Show. Right now, demand. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Michael Medved Show, the economy goes on. I actually read a very encouraging piece recently arguing that historically, when elections are settled, and I do think this election is likely to be settled, I think the most likely outcome is a close election where there will be a winner tomorrow night, and an obvious winner, and without a post-election period of uncertainty and potential violence and harassment and all of that, I don't think we're going to have that. If that happens, it could be very great for the market. And not all your investment opportunities should be focused on Wall Street. How about getting in on the ground floor on some outstanding high-tech companies? You can do that through Our Crowd. It is a great company with a tremendous record of success. You can check it out yourself. And they help people with smaller amounts of money, much smaller, to invest, get in on startups that sometimes develop to produce tremendous returns. You should check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Our Crowd. We've actually gotten some really wonderful feedback from people who've been delighted to find Our Crowd. It's not the easiest thing to find. It's headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel. It is my brother Jonathan's company. It has been celebrated on CNBC and the Wall Street Journal repeatedly. And check it out for yourself. Go to, it's free, completely free, no obligation. Just click on the banner for Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. Every once in a while, there's something that catches you a little bit by surprise. And that was the case for this full-page ad. And I'm going to read it to you in its entirety. It's really not long. It doesn't occupy a full page. There's a lot of white space, which is incredibly expensive in the New York Times. And it's a two full pages. One side is just a picture of a dove, sort of a dove that looks like the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, when you sometimes see that pictured in medieval artistry or more recent artistry. And then there is, this is the text of the ad. It's a presidential campaign ad. And it could be the most expensive newspaper ad of the entire campaign season. It would be millions of dollars, honestly. The ad says this: "Dear future, I still believe in you. We still believe in you. Even in our darkest moments, we believe. We believe in a world at peace. We believe in our people. We believe in our families. We will see families anchoring on faith. Our future holds a better America. In our future, we will H-E-A-L hold everyone accountable to love. Our future will provide expecting families with a safe and secure plan that values every stage of life. Our future will provide a justice system that treats everyone equally, regardless of their socioeconomic status. Our future will provide an education system that promotes freedom and visionary thinking. Our happy, healthy future looks like the new Garden of Eden, with children running and the elderly brimming with joy on how beautiful our world has become. Our future has homes for everyone. Our future has food for everyone. Our future has love. Our future is free from debt, shame, guilt, worry, stress, war, greed, hate, misuse of power, prejudices, manipulation, and discrimination. Jesus loves everyone. When I close my eyes, I see our God providing us with a bright future. I feel like a kid the night before Christmas when I think about our future. Dear future, I still believe in you. I know the world is going to get better, but you need us as a people to heal. You need us to hold everyone accountable to love. God is love. Let's lead with love. Our future is waiting on us." Now, which candidate does this promote? For more information, go to Kanye2020.country.
Bro!
Approved by Kanye West, paid for by Kanye 2020. They just did a straw poll of teenagers in Iowa. Iowa is one of those states where it seems very clear there is a Trump surge, and he is way ahead in the Des Moines Register poll, 7 points ahead. And he was even further ahead in a poll of Iowa teenagers. 52% for Trump, 32% for Biden, and Iowa teenagers, 9% for Kanye West.
This is fame, bro!
Well, I guess it may not deliver the presidency. The in terms of the presidency, the point that Bill Scheer makes transcends the idea of hidden Trump voters. Because he takes a look at how stable the numbers for President Trump have been. President Trump is the first president ever in all history to go an entire 4 years without once, not even once, having an approval rating that hit 50%. In fact, he didn't even have, he's never had an approval rating. And this is week by week by week. The Wall Street Journal conceded this morning. They have run 41 polls during President Trump's presidency, and none of them did he go over 48% approval. And the numbers that he is showing right now monitor that. And Joe Biden has also been incredibly steady with all of the embarrassments and all of the attacks on Biden and Harris and their campaign. It's incredibly steady right at that 51-52% margin. Now, why is that important? Because President Bush, when he won the presidency, he won re-election with 51% of the vote. And then with President Obama, when he won re-election, he won re-election with 51% of the vote. The way that President Trump would have to win this thing would be not just to win undecided voters. Almost no one's undecided right now, except maybe some of those people we just pushed over to Kanye West. I don't know. Maybe you want to go that direction. But the lead right now for Biden, even if the polls are off by a lot. It's going to be difficult for Trump to get over 50%. Now, unless the election is exceptionally close, somebody is going to win this time going over 50%. Why? Because there are no significant third-party candidates. Sorry, there are not. Anybody really know all about? You're very excited about Howie Hawkins, are you? He is one of the two third-party candidates. The other one is Joe Jorgensen. I guess you have to have a litter of people. Joe Jorgensen, Holly Hawkins, Howie Hawkins. Joe Jorgensen, I love the fact that she is running on the Libertarian line with her running mate, Spike Cohen. I know nothing about Spike Cohen, but I think having a vice presidential candidate named Spike is ducky. These people are not going to get significant votes. Last time, you had much better known people running on third parties, and they got 6% combined. Yeah, that's right. If you put together Gary Johnson and the Constitutional Party candidate, who I forget, and put him together with Gary Johnson, the Libertarian, with Jill Stein, Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, they got 6%. No one is expecting any kind of third-party turnout like this time, which means that President Trump is going to have to get above that 50% level, which he's never done in presidential approval, not even... They say that the highest rating he ever had presidential approval was the week after the inauguration. And that indicates that people are going to have their minds changed or need to have their minds changed about Donald John Trump. So we will give you the latest. There's actually a new twist where the local authorities may be saying that in the battle of the buses, it was actually the Biden bus that was in the wrong. Really? We will cover that, cover some of the really hopeful, to me, developments in the Senate races where, yes, the Republicans definitely have an excellent chance to hold the Senate. If people keep voting in great numbers, which is a blessing, frankly, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.